Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coffee Break Spanish, Season 4, Episode 22. Hola a todos y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Yo soy Marc.
Y yo soy Carmen.
¿Cómo estás, Carmen?
Estoy muy bien, muy contenta, Marc. ¿Y tú?
Muy bien, muy contento de estar aquí otra vez con vosotros, bueno, contigo, y también con nuestros oyentes de todas partes del mundo.
Sí, le damos un saludo a todos ellos.
Perfecto. Bueno, aquí estamos otra vez y estamos siguiendo todavía esta historia de Rory y de María y de Alejandro.
Estamos ya en el capítulo 22, Marc.
Sí, y en este capítulo vamos a ver qué pasa. And in this episode, there are some very interesting language points that we are going to be taking a look at. As usual, we're going to start by listening to the text. In this case, it's a conversation between Rory and Alejandro. And after that, we will take a look at the meaning of the text, and I'll explain that in English.
Entonces, sounds good.
¿Estamos listos?
Perfecto, vamos a por ello.
Alejandro, ¿cómo te va? Hoy estuve hablando con María y luego fuimos a comer a casa de su tía Consuelo, vaya, mi jefa, y después fui a trabajar 4 horitas.
¡Qué día más atareado! Yo estuve leyendo un libro en la playa, tomando mate abajo de la sombrilla y bañándome en la playa.
¡Uf, qué estrés, Alejandro! Cuando sea mayor, quiero ser como tú.
Dale, no seas boludo. Yo también trabajo el resto del año.
Es broma, flaco.
Bueno, ¿y cómo te fue con las mujeres?
Pues la verdad es que muy bien. Me he quedado muy sorprendido porque María me ha dicho que tiene carné de patrón de barcos y que nos acompaña a buscar el tesoro.
¿En serio? ¿O me estás cargando?
Te lo juro. Se ve que su padre tiene una barca y está lista para usar.
Che, Rory, te voy a decir 2 cosas. Primero, tu novia es una joya. Y segundo, tu castellano es increíble.
Gracias, Alejandro. I've learned from the best. He aprendido de los mejores.
Che, ¿y qué le dijiste a María para que cambie de opinión?
Pues no le he dicho nada. Ella solita ha sacado el tema y me ha dicho que lo había pensado mejor. Dice que le parece peligroso, pero entiende que queramos intentarlo y además tiene barco, lo sabe conducir y quiere acompañarnos. Mejor imposible, ¿no?
Sí, pibe, qué suerte tenemos. Qué buena onda que tiene tu novia, ¿no? Cambiando de tema, ¿qué tal la comida con tu jefa?
Muy bien, es una mujer muy amable. Hoy, María y yo le hemos explicado que encontramos las cartas de sus padres y ella se pensaba que las había perdido porque las buscó por todas partes, pero no aparecieron. Así que se ha llevado una alegría muy grande al saber que aún existían. Y nos ha dicho que se lo contáramos a los padres de María, que seguro que les haría mucha ilusión volverlas a leer. Ah, y nos ha preparado una comida riquísima. Era un risotto para chuparse los dedos. Se dice así, para chuparse los dedos, ¿no?
Sí, campeón, se dice así. Me alegro de que todo te salga tan bien. A ver si continúas teniendo tanta suerte y encontramos algo ahí abajo. Un tesoro chiquitito ya nos sirve.
Estaría bien encontrar algo, ¿verdad? ¡Qué emoción! Bueno, primero tenemos que planear bien la salida. Yo creo que este martes es un buen día. Tenemos 3 días para planificarlo. Se lo diré a María a ver si le dan fiesta en el trabajo.
Bueno, Bueno, ¿qué te ha parecido el capítulo de hoy, Mark?
Muy interesante.
Sí, ¿verdad?
Bueno, como siempre, yo voy a explicar un poco en inglés lo que está pasando para que todo el mundo entienda perfectamente.
Muy bien.
In this episode, we are listening in on a conversation between Alejandro and Rory. As we join them, it sounds like Rory has had a busy day spending time with Maria, having lunch with her at Consuelo's house, and then working for 4 hours. On the other hand, Alejandro has been reading on the beach, enjoying his mate in the shade of the parasol, and swimming in the sea. Rory jokes that he wants to be like Alejandro when he grows up.
¡Qué estrés, Alejandro! Cuando sea mayor, quiero ser como tú.
Of course, Alejandro objects, reminding Rory that he's on holiday and he does work the rest of the year. Rory tells him the news that Maria has a boat license and that she wants to help them with their search for the treasure. Alejandro can't quite believe their luck and exclaims that Maria is una joya, she's a jewel. However, he's curious as to how Rory managed to convince Maria to change her mind. Rory's not quite sure what made Maria change her mind. She seems to have thought better about things. She still thinks it's dangerous, but she understands that they want to try to find the treasure. And since she has access to a boat, it's all turned out for the best. Alejandro goes on to ask Rory how the lunch with Tia Consuelo went. Rory explains that he and Maria took the opportunity to tell Consuelo about the letters they found. Consuelo had apparently been looking for them, but hadn't been able to find them. She was therefore delighted to know that they still existed and she'd tell Maria's parents all about them. They'd be over the moon to read them again.
Seguro que les haría mucha ilusión volverlas a leer.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. As you know, this is a preview episode of the Coffee Break Spanish Season 4 course, but you can access the full course over at the Coffee Break Academy. This gives you access to the extended version of our lessons in which we discuss the full text, and we provide a transcript and bonus audio materials to help you practice what you've learned with translation challenges and further assistance. To find out more about how you can benefit from this course, head over to coffeebreakacademy.com. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Rory also mentions that Consuelo's risotto was to die for, or, as you say in Spanish, it made you want to suck your fingers, era para chuparse los dedos. Alejandro is very pleased with Rory's report and he hopes that they continue on this lucky streak and, indeed, that they find the treasure. The friends end by discussing the best day to do their dive and opt for Tuesday. They'll tell Maria and hopefully she'll get time off work to help them out. Let's take a closer look at that last thing that Carmen said there. In English, it would be, I'm sure, or undoubtedly, they'll be very excited to read them again.
Seguro que les haría mucha ilusión volverlas a leer.
Now, we know the word volver, to return, but in this case, we're saying to return to read them. And actually, we say to return them to read, volverlas a leer. Carmen, tengo una pregunta. ¿Se podría decir también volver a leerlas?
Por supuesto que sí, totalmente correcto.
Ok, entonces podemos decir, seguro, que les haría mucha ilusión volver a leerlas.
Uh-huh.
O, seguro que les haría mucha ilusión volverlas a leer.
Exacto, las dos opciones son correctas.
Of course, we're talking here, the las is referring to las cartas
uh-huh.
that they've found in the attic. And the pronoun there, the direct object pronoun las, can go on to the end of the main infinitive, the leer, because that's what they're going to do. They're going to read them. But it can also, in this case, go on to volver. Let's look at this in a little more detail. For example, how would we say... Well, in English, we've got the idea of going back to do something.
Mm-hmm.
You can go back to, for example, if I used to study German and
mm-hmm.
then going back to it, I could say, vuelvo a estudiar alemán.
That's me now, Mark, by the way.
Ah, ¿estás aprendiendo alemán?
Sí, he
Perfecto.
Vuelto a estudiar alemán otra vez.
Muy bien. So, volver a estudiar algo. In English, there we're saying going back to study, but also it can have the meaning of simply studying again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm studying German again. He vuelto a estudiar alemán.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's think of another example where perhaps we're watching, I don't know, watching a film again.
Mm-hmm. Sí.
So how would we say, give us an example there, Carmen.
Voy a volver a ver una película que vi hace muchos años.
So I'm going to watch a film again that I saw many years ago.
Perfecto.
Let's hear the Spanish again.
Voy a volver a ver una película que vi hace muchos años.
Okay. Let's complicate this a little and take out una película.
Vale.
And we'll replace una película with a pronoun. So the direct object pronoun for una película would be la, of course. So now we've got two options here.
Voy a volver a verla.
Uh-huh. So I'm going to go back and watch it, or I'm going to watch it again, or...
Voy a volverla a ver.
Voy a volverla a ver.
Sí.
¿Cuál es la versión más natural para ti?
Para mí las dos naturales. Sí,
okay.
Depende del momento, depende del día, pero las dos son igual de natural y no tengo preferencia por una de ellas en especial.
I think possibly as a learner of Spanish, I would probably put the la naturally on the end of the main infinitive, in this case,
leerla
or verla, if we're talking about the film that we're going to see again. But you've confirmed that it's quite possible to put it on the end of the volver as well.
Sí.
Let's think of another example. Perhaps let's put it into a different tense. Can we have another example in a compound tense, in the perfect tense?
Sí. He vuelto a escuchar la canción para entender la letra.
Ajá, so he vuelto a escuchar la canción para entender la letra. So you've gone back and listened to the song in
again.
Order to understand the lyrics.
Sí.
So I've listened to the song again, or I've gone back and listened to the song in order to understand the lyrics. He vuelto a escuchar la canción para entender la letra. Let's do the same again with our pronoun. Let's replace la canción, with a pronoun. So in this case... Again, I'm assuming we've got two options.
Well, we've got he vuelto a escucharla.
He vuelto a escucharla. So the la, again, going stuck onto the end of the infinitive, escuchar.
And it's a song, yeah. And also, la he vuelto a escuchar.
Okay, so the la can go before the he vuelto.
Mm-hmm.
La he vuelto a escuchar.
Sí.
Dos opciones.
Correctas.
Muy bien, muy bien. That is where we're going to leave our main episode, our preview episode for this episode of Coffee Break Spanish. We hope you've enjoyed it and that you can use volver a hacer largo at some point in your spoken Spanish or your written Spanish over the next couple of weeks. You can find out more how to access all the bonus materials, including the extended version, which we're now about to go on and record. And all of that is at coffeebreakspanishseason4.com.
Os volvemos a ver la semana que viene.
Perfecto. Venga, hasta luego.
Adiós, amigos.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.